Chris Bassett here, and this is the I Drank Too Much This Weekend podcast. On this episode of the podcast, I'll be playing a clip from when I guest starred on the Chat and Spin radio from the UK. I'll also be talking about the first time I found pornography from a bum. Let's get into the pod. But first, the sponsor of today's podcast is Stella, and she's the host of the Romance Club podcast. Her podcast is about exploring self-enlightenment and personal transformation through the lenses of dedication, wellness, sexuality, emotional spontaneous health, and reflection. This podcast is for you if you want to become more self-dedicated and more aware by building trust sexually and emotionally, and also feeling more confident in using your own abilities. You're also in the right place if you want to learn how to connect with your physical and spiritual body on a deeper level, so you feel more concordant, harmonized, and vivacious. If any of this resonates with you, then listen up. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast. New episodes will be posted every Wednesday. Check it out. www.spreaker.com/romanceclub. Hey, so pretty exciting. I was a guest on Chat and Spin Radio. It's a live radio show in the UK. They've got close to 1 million followers. So hopefully, I think it's playing tonight at like 6 p.m., which I don't know if that's what that is for our time. That must be the next day, because I think he said it was 7 when it was like 1 here. Anyway, so it'll be playing on air, me chatting it up, trying to get some people to listen to the podcast. So pretty exciting. Let's play a little clip from the radio interview. I don't really say anything funny, which is pretty common, because I don't, not funny at all. But yeah, check this out.
What am I doing that? Right, okay, here we go. Going live in 3, 2, 1, we're now live.
And the time now on Chat and Spin Radio in the UK is 7:20 p.m. in the evening. And we've got our next guest on the line. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Hey, how's it going? Chris Bassett. I'm from the United States in Iowa.
Chris, now you do comedy podcasting, so just tell us about that and how it all started, etc.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, I try to be funny, and most of my friends tell me I'm funny, but you know, a lot of the people I work with, friends, family, they said, you know, you tell amazing stories, they're really funny, entertaining, and I was looking to make a little bit of extra money on the side too, so I looked up you know, side businesses. And podcasting was something that kind of interests me. So doing different platforms, there's multiple platforms that you can host on that are free to kind of start off. And so I started a comedy podcast on Anchor, which is also Spotify. But you can find the podcast on like Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher, Breaker. It's on like 20 different podcasts. So it's basically just a compilation of, me telling funny stories, you know, comedic observations, dirty jokes, unnecessary mansplaining. it's just, you know, my day to day, comedic observations and me kind of putting like a twisted sense of humor into things. I have guests on the podcast and, I also guest star on different podcasts. I've been on like prank phone call podcasts, as well as having like last week I had a author that has like a sex book that wanted to promote the podcast. So yeah, pretty interesting. Like I said, I'm just now starting out to make some decent money on the podcast, so I'm monetized and then I have ads, so it's actually starting to bring in a little bit of money. But yeah, I usually have between 30 to 40 listens the first day, and some of the later episodes, they have like 100 listens or so. And yeah, my listeners are all around the world. I had some from the UK, some in the United States, Australia. So yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Now, if anybody somebody wants to check out these podcasting broadcasts that you do, when do you do the broadcast and how do people hear them?
Absolutely. So I typically do them on Sunday nights so that they're available first thing Monday morning. A lot of the guys that like to listen, you know, you're down from, you know, it's the Mondays. You got a case of the Mondays. So while you're at work, you can listen to it and kind of get a laugh, kind of, you know, up your day. It's like I said, it's on just about any platform that hosts podcasting. So you just type Chris Bassett, I Drank Too Much This Weekend is the name of the podcast. And yeah, it does have some of my drunken debacles and stories that go along with that. So yeah, pretty good time. But yeah, it's on 20 different platforms. I could name them all, but I'd have to get out my notebook. But yeah, some of the more popular ones would be like Spotify, Apple, Google, Stitcher, Breaker, Podbean, iHeartRadio. Monday morning, first thing Monday morning. And it's about 20 to 30 minute segment. So you don't really have to devote like an hour or 2 hours to listening to it. And so it's broke up into small, I kind of condense the comedy into a smaller chunk.
And podcasting at one time, if people hadn't heard of it very much, and I'm going back 7-8 years, but with the advent of Zoom here, and people starting to podcast and things like that, it's really it's really there.
Yeah, absolutely. So like last year with the quarantine taking place, a number of podcasters got started because that's a way to try to interact without actually leaving the house. And so a lot of podcasts really fired up, and it's still in the early stages. So I think I heard something like there was only 1 million podcasts available compared to like other formats. So it's still pretty new, and it reminds me of like talk radio. So it has the similar features. I mean, there are a wide variety of podcasting. You can learn from anything from like business, health, spiritual, and then like I said, mine's comedy. But yeah, there's a multitude of different podcast platforms to listen on. So it's pretty interesting.
Okay, then, Chris, we'll leave it at that for the time being. And that was Chris Bassett on the line from Iowa in the USA talking about comedy podcasting.
Yes, thank you so much. Really appreciate it, Ron.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, we know.
So the first half of the podcast was pretty boring. Let's talk about some porn and how I found bum porn. So I remember I was like 14, and the where I used to live in Des Moines, there was like some houses close to the airport that were, the airport had purchased the land and the homes, and then it was going to tear down that section and make like different runways, basically expand Des Moines Airport. So my buddy Corey and I, we had some BMX bikes, and we used to ride our bikes all over the place. My parents didn't really, you know, give a shit if I was gone for 12 hours a day. They're like, get out of the house. So we used to ride our bikes all over town. And so behind his house, a few blocks over, there was like a dirt bike track. And we'd take our BMX bikes to this dirt bike track and ride them up and down on the hills and have a pretty good time. Well, since the airport, like construction wasn't really fenced off there, we could get into like the abandoned houses. So, you know, we, being teenagers, we went over there on our bikes and we broke into the house, and come to find out, like when we went inside this house, it wasn't locked or anything, but you like kick the door in. So we get in the house and there is just magazines upon magazines of pornography, like I don't, like 200 pages of naked chicks. I mean, pretty normal, just like Playboys. I was disappointed there's no Playgirls. So they're just tits everywhere. And you know, being teenage boys, we're like, man, let's steal all these porns. So we were taking all, you know, all these pages and folding them up and shoving them down our pants. So whoever the homeless guy wasn't there, but it's like the poor homeless guy come home with his hit home, come back to this place and it was ransacked and we had stole all his pornography and shoved it in our pants and then took it home. So I just remember I went back to Corey's house and we unloaded most of it because it was, he was like, well, we can hide it in my closet. So we snuck, I remember sneaking into the house and trying to walk really quietly because your pants and your legs crinkle with the paper, the noise of the paper. So we walked by his parents and we were walking like duck walking and they're like, hey guys, how's it going? We're like, oh, good, good. And then we tried to run upstairs real quick and then unload all this pornography into his closet. I did take a few home back to my place, and I just remember, like, I was an idiot. I still am. But so I didn't have a good hiding spot for this old pornography, like 1950s black and white pornography with, like, a nipple. So I put it, like, behind in the basement in, like, a clear view of anyone that would walk by the laundry room, like the washer and dryer. And I just remember, like, Dad pulled me off to the side. And he's like, hey, I found your porn. He's like, ah, I had to throw it away because your mom said so. So I'm like, damn it, Dad. So the next time I made sure to hide it really good and I, like, stuffed it up in the rafters. And I wonder if, like, when we moved out, like, if I went back to that house now, like, 30 years later, if that porn would still be, like, because I know the house is still there that I used to live in when I was a kid. I wonder if the porn would still be shoved up into the rafters and if I could find it and then still beat off to it one more time. I also remember the first, like, softcore porn that I actually watched. So it was Emmanuel in Space. So it was like back when Cinemax had Skinemax and it was softcore. You got to see boobs. I remember being in the basement and watching it and being like, oh my God. And then I just loving it, like titties and nipples. That's fucking amazing. I'm such a freak now and I've consumed so much pornography. Like, I can't even get hard unless I watch a donkey fuck like five midgets with a ball gag and a 17-foot dildo. So yeah, there's the pornography nowadays is a lot of like stepsister, stepbrother. So I don't know where that comes from, but it makes me ejaculate. So I guess I like incest. I've been watching, I've been trying not to watch pornography, right? Because I think because I've consumed so much of it, it's like really fucked my brain up and I can't become aroused with anything normal anymore. So I know it's a disease that I have. So I've been really, really cutting back my pornography consumption. And, you know, I did notice like a change in things that arouse me. So if I don't watch porn and I don't jack off, it's pretty crazy that, you know, I can fuck a table. Wait, let me explain. So I about a month in of like no fap, no masturbating, I was like leaning over the kitchen table and my dick kind of rubbed the table and I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna fuck this table. it's just crazy that, you know, if you abstain from that long, like the kind of things that turn you on. Something that pissed me off like a couple weeks ago was I was super, super horny and I went to sleep and I woke up with all the mess, but none of the fun. Like I must have had a wet dream and I came all over my fucking legs and my pants and the bed sheets. But I don't remember the dream, so I don't know what happened. And I didn't even experience the orgasm. So what the fuck, brain? But yeah, if you're struggling with like erectile dysfunction, you're probably watching way too much porn. So just dial it back. Just dial it back, man. All right, that's it for this podcast. I'm done talking about jacking off to bum porn. So don't forget, you know, to click the link below if you want to donate a little bit. I really appreciate if you want to help me out with that. Also, check out Teespring. I've got some t-shirts, some merch on that. It's just Chris Bassett, Teespring merch. So there's some, you know, comedy t-shirts. If you like my stupid sense of humor, you can get a t-shirt. I'll be putting up the Florida trip part 2 as well. So until next time, later, masturbators.